At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
COTA just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your COTA fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with COTA. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Hey everybody, it's your man Head Crack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to L.A., what up?
Thank you, Head Crack. I'm Frank Kramer, representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Dish Nation.
Hey, what's up? Now, happy Monday.
Yo, big ups to everybody, man, and fill it in for Gary with the T. You know, as the voice of Pam Poovey on FX's Archer, make some noise for Amber Nash.
Guys.
You could also be the voice for Gary.
Okay, yes. We'll do. Do I sound like Gary?
Just say, baby.
Baby.
Yeah, that's it. You got it, girl.
Now we gotta bounce this ball over to our peoples in L.A. Heidi and Frank, how y'all doing?
What's
Hello.
Up?
Hello.
Hey, guys.
Here's what we got going on today. Snoop Dogg calls out Kanye West, and Jennifer Aniston is now a lesbian.
Oh, what?
Wait, what?
What? What?
Yo, zip your pants back up. We'll explain the rest in a little bit. But we got to talk about the royal wedding.
You stupid head
crack. I'm saying, a bunch of people got excited, myself included.
Heidi's pants popped off like a stripper.
NBA tearaways.
Yes, no lamps on the side.
That's why they're shooting here from the waist up. There's just no way we can show it from the waist down right now.
But the biggest thing that everybody was talking about was the royal wedding, and it's official. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are now the Duke and Duchess of Sussex. Oh, not at that time
tonight. Lovely, lovely, we lovely, love it, lovely. Darling. Congratulations, darling.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people were talking about Meghan Markle's dress, which by wedding dress standards is nice, I guess, right?
I think it's beautiful.
I did too. I liked it. It was just classic and simple.
That's
and
right.
Simplicity.
Simple. I feel like she knew that she would be the one to glow in a dress like this. Yeah. Like, there were so many predictions that had stones and this and that and pearls everywhere. And then she went with something like this, and her beauty really did show.
Thank you, Portia. She's so beautiful. Mm-hmm. She doesn't need the stones and the pearls and the anything for this dress. Just show her face.
Yep. And the train on that dress was pretty long.
Yes, it was beautiful.
Looked like a CVS receipt from a CVS pharmacy. All I bought was Advil.
So everybody in attendance got treated to a good old-fashioned Baptist preaching. Reverend Michael Curry, man,
he
talked about everything from MLK Jr.
Yes.
Talked about slavery in front of the queen.
Yes.
who was old enough to actually own slaves.
Who benefited from the slavery.
Right.
Yeah.
He started off with Martin Luther King.
He didn't play no games.
At all.
He preached for quite a long time.
Yes,
offering was taken.
Some people rededicated their life at the end.
Okay.
To the Lord.
Yeah, now everybody's like, oh, this is what church can be?
Right.
Well, I'm going.
I'm going to go. With, I'm going to go to church with Shanika next Sunday.
Okay.
All right, y'all. So let's get into these arrivals. So we got George and Amal.
Amal looks great.
And think about it. George Clooney's a plus one in this situation. Amal's the big deal.
That's true.
Yeah. George is the plus one.
And then you have Oprah. Auntie pushed on through with that waistline, honey.
Hey, girl.
She wasn't playing no game.
That is not the same person from the cover of this month's O Magazine.
No.
Point that out.
And when they showed her getting seated, like, there was some, like, folding chairs. Like, I don't think she had good seats.
Oh, did you see her face? She really wasn't feeling it at first. She was like, there?
Oh, I'm not going to the front?
And then you have, of course, the fabulous David and Victoria Beckham.
Yes,
They always shut it down.
Yes,
they just
always
need to give them a position in the parliament or something, because they always look regal, like they're supposed to be at all that British stuff.
Then you have Serena Williams and Alexis Ohanian.
I legit thought that that was Andrew Freund with Serena Williams. I'm like, this guy gets to go everywhere.
No, he's got Andrew Freund's pants on.
Alexis, get a new tailor. Your tailor got you some high waters going on.
Oh, my God. What happened?
But he wanted to show off his socks.
Wow.
He wanted
to show off his USA socks.
I have never in my life seen such high water.
Those are those, oh, man, he fit last year.
In the water.
Well, moving on, we finally get to see the latest addition to the Legend family. And sorry, Frank, you were wrong on the baby boy's name. You guessed that it was going to be Sol because his sister's name is Luna.
Yes, Sol and Luna.
Nope, you're wrong. Chrissy Teigen shared this photo with the caption, "Hello, world. This is Miles Theodore Stevens. We are drowning in his little peeps and nuzzles. Our household feels overwhelmed with love. Thank you for all of your well wishes." So he's named after Miles Davis.
You know that how?
I know that how because at the Billboard Music Awards, John was there last night and he was asked about the name and said that every kid they're going to have is going to have the name with some musical history to it. Luna Simone, his daughter's name is after Nina Simone, and now Miles for Miles Davis.
Okay.
That baby's pose game is strong, though.
For it to be so new
and be able to hold his head up like that, it's impressive.
And this is why people love Chrissy Teigen so much, too, because she shared this pic to show that life with a newborn, it ain't all glitz and glamour. Makeup free, holding her baby. Still, she's, you know.
All right, how many, did she delete before posting this one? There was many deletes.
This is like the first one. At least Luna's trying to relax, mommy, playing the harp in the back.
Right.
Suppresses. You know, she's so sweet.
Okay.
Yeah. Jennifer Aniston is switching up teams. Basketball instead
what
of
baseball.
Heidi's like, what do you mean?
What you got?
Tell us more.
Okay, listen. Jen is set to star in Netflix's new political comedy, First Ladies, as the president of the United States.
Oh.
And get this, actress Tig Notaro will be playing her wife.
All right.
Lesbian Jennifer Aniston. I like this. When does
it
start?
I'm also lesbian Jen Aniston, but lesbian Jen Aniston is president with Tig. I can't really buy Tig Notaro being Jen Aniston's first lady.
Why? Who do you want to see her with, and who would you have cast as
her? It should have been like Angelina Jolie.
That would be interesting.
That would be spicy.
Guys, it could have been guess who's back in acting. Portia de Rossi. I saw her in a movie the other day. She had short hair just like Ellen, and she was playing like this real serious role. She could have been the wife.
Well, the film will follow America's first female president and her wife as they move into the White House and prove that behind every great woman is another great woman.
Woo! Sister!
Oh, my God. Talk about nothing getting done.
Tig is funny. Tig Notaro is
hilarious.
Funny.
She's extremely funny.
I can write the script, but I want to see somebody else play this
you
role.
You gotta play it.
No, I'm not gonna play it.
We need to add some spice. You wanna add spice?
Yes. Brad wants to be cast as Jennifer Aniston's love interest. Let's mix up lesbians and interracial.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Oh, there we go.
You and Gary, Frank.
Hell yeah.
Behind every great man, there's a great queen.
We'll be a part of your cabinet.
My liquor cabinet.
Somebody's getting impeached.
Okay.
Who's speaking of peach? Juicy.
Like an impeached.
Frank ain't hiding in the closet. He in the cabinet. Come out the cabinet, Frank.
Moving right along. Did anybody watch the Billboard Music Awards last night?
Kelly Clarkson hosted the Billboard Music Awards with a night of killer performances. Janet Jackson performed, Christina Aguilera performed, and Ariana Grande performed. And I think the real winner of the night, though, was Andy Cohen.
Yes, it was. Yes, I mean, it was.
He was living his best life. He was feeling it. Andy Cohen was having so much fun that the cameraman just could not help but hand to him several times.
Normally, you edit out the drunk guest, but in this case, it was focus on the drunk guy.
It worked. So first, he started out simple. He was doing just a little...
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Head bob. Then J-Lo came out and he started chanting her name as still kind of okay.
The lick is kicking in.
J-Lo!
But then not only did Andy's jacket come off, he was full on belting out the lyrics.
Yeah, you know when a blazer comes off, it is never to be seen on again.
J-Lo!
That's when the next morning he's like, what happened to my jacket?
Right.
Andy Cohen went from being Andy Cohen to Simon Cowell in just a couple of drinks.
Nicely done.
Yeah, swag. All right, so after the break, Snoop has some words for Kanye West. We'll tell you what those words are up next.
Oh.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Welcome.
Hey. Now, last week, Snoop Dogg, he spoke up on Kanye West's recent crazy behavior. So Snoop said in an interview, there's no black women in his life. Let's just keep that 100. I got aunties that'll pull up with those big old church hats on. Ninja, what's happening? What you on?
That's true, though, because an auntie is not going to play with you. Like, right. She's going to snatch somebody like Kanye up by his ear, honey, and teach him what he's supposed to be saying.
Hmm. Now, Amber, you live in Atlanta. Have you ever been cursed out by a black woman?
I have not, but that's probably why I'm so bad all the time. That's what I need in my life, too. Everybody needs it.
Yeah. Old Baptist black auntie. That's
okay.
Need,
or
honey.
A sanctified one,
okay.
Honey.
I mean, like I've said it once, I've said it 1,000 times. I think Kanye West needs people in his circle that will tell him no.
That's right. Because he's just, you know, he gets to do whatever he wants. He's got all the money he needs. He just is out of control.
Right. He needs somebody who will tell him no and who believes their reasoning just as much as he does. Because I feel like if you just tell him no, he's going to be like, oh, you know what you're talking about.
Right.
But if he meets somebody who goes in just as hard for their point as he is for his and meet him toe-to-toe, he would, you know, recognize it and respect it.
And they have nothing to lose. Like, they don't care what he's got. Like, they can just tell it to him straight because
exactly.
They got nothing to lose.
Like a Morgan Freeman.
Mm-hmm.
That's who he needs to sit down and talk to.
He's going to give Morgan Freeman a heart attack.
You don't think he would?
Yeah, man.
Or who? Samuel Jackson?
No, Samuel Jackson will give him a good, sturdy cursing out.
Yeah.
He will, but Kanye is a man, and he's stubborn. He's going to be like, whatever, you old man.
Yeah,
ain't nobody trying to listen to you. I run this. This is my world. It's my life. I do what I want to do.
Now, what about a Ving Rhames?
He needs an auntie. It needs to be a woman, someone he's going to respect. It's an older black woman.
Ayanla, this is a job for Ayanla.
See, I don't know if he respects Ayanla because that's what she does for TV. He's going to be like, whatever, you just trying to get ratings. It's got to be somebody.
Maybe it's Oprah.
Oprah?
No,
it might
be
Oprah.
They got the Chicago connection.
No, it could be Oprah.
And Wendy Williams thinks Kanye has a mental illness, and she said this over the weekend. I feel very, very bad for Kanye West. His father is nowhere in the picture. His mom passed away trying to beautify herself to be a stage mom. Jeez. I'm not going to talk about his wife, his family, or anything like that. But what I will tell you is that he's not well. That is the very foundation of everything he says. He's not well, and I wish him well.
Well, I mean, but if she says that he's mentally ill, that's like her trying to diagnose him.
Exactly.
That's not cool.
And it's like,
that's not right.
Thanks, Wendy, but like, you're not a psychologist. Like, you know, you got your opinion, and that's great, but like, you can't be diagnosing somebody in front of everybody.
I wouldn't even accept that from Dr. Dre.
Yeah.
It's just in his name.
All right, you guys, sitting in with us all day has been actress Amber Nash.
Yay!
Yay!
That's right. So, Amber, you're best known for your voice. You play Pam on the hilarious animated series Archer.
That's right.
So tell us a little bit about yourself, Amber.
Well, I grew up here in Atlanta.
Okay.
And I got lucky. I started doing theater when I was young, when I was 19, and that led to doing voice work, and that led to getting Archer, and yes. I'm still doing it today.
Now, Archer is in its 9th season.
Yeah.
Wow. And I know that Pam has changed a lot over the years.
Yeah.
Please tell them how Pam has changed.
Well, she started out in the very beginning, they called her the mousy director of HR, and now you would never say Pam is mousy because she is loud,
yes.
She is dirty, she'll sleep with anybody.
Like, Pam!
She's crazy.
Me and Pam dated.
What?
I was on an episode, and I was like some street tough dude that like Pam dated, but apparently like I was Pam's bitch, and like, yeah.
Is your husband a fan of the show?
Yeah, yeah.
Does he ever have you talk to him in Pam's voice during times of like, you know, like sexual, you know.
Oh, my God.
Oh, thank God that's never happened.
That's fantasy. So we know that you're doing theater here in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. Please tell everybody where they can see you.
Yes, Dad's Garage Theater in Old Fourth Ward. Mm-hmm. You can go to dadsgarage.com and all of our shows are up there. We do improv. And Headcrack's going to come over and do some improv with us, maybe, if we're lucky.
Well, Amber, thanks for hanging out with us today. You can catch Archer Wednesdays at 10 on FXX.
Floyd Mayweather gives his daughter $1 million birthday gift. Find out what it is when we come back. $1 million? Really?
Welcome back to Dish Nation!
Hey!
Okay, y'all. Rub-a-dub-dub, Kim Kardashian's kids are in the tub.
That's
Kim. And causing controversy.
How are you doing that?
Well, Kim posted a photo of North and Saint in the bathtub together, and some fans were not happy that Kim had shared such an intimate moment of her children.
Okay.
But less famous people do it all the time, and nobody really seems to care.
People just pick on Kim. I don't see nothing. Old people get on my nerves. I don't see anything wrong with this picture. Their private parts are not showing.
True.
There's no nipple gate. There's no private parts of the boy. Like, I think it's done tastefully. But anyway, y'all, one person wrote, I think this inappropriate post for the days that we live in now with all the perverts and pedophiles, think about it.
I mean, for me, I have a picture very similar to this because my mom had my brother and I, who are a year apart, taking baths together. It looked like till we were about 10. Okay. Now, don't judge her, but that's what we were doing. And we didn't think anything of it. She didn't think anything of it. And for a throwback, I wanted to post the picture.
Right.
And I posted it one time, and I got all these comments about, you know, being nude and the kid, and I just deleted it. And I do agree with Brett. I do agree with you. I think the picture is fine, but for these days and time, there are some creepy people out there.
Yeah.
So you just have to watch it. And to be honest, North is about the age I was still taking a bath, and it was about time to get out that bathtub with my brother. So
now I would creepily go through the people who liked it just to see what kind of weird celebrities.
See?
I wouldn't like the picture myself, but I want to see what weirdos are liking.
And why wouldn't you like it?
Why would they be a weirdo? If I liked it, that makes me a weirdo.
Because you're a woman, it's kind of cool. But if you're like a grown man, well, like, you know, who goes to work and shaves occasionally, like maybe you shouldn't be liking pictures of naked children.
Even
I'm just saying.
Even that thought process of naked children.
Right.
See, we're looking at it as naked kids. Back in the day, we were just in the
kids.
Bathtub.
Yeah.
Just kids.
Portia, that should be the title of your memoir, Naked Kids.
Naked Kids.
And that should be the cover of the book.
And I'm going to use the picture of my brother and I as the cover.
Okay.
There you go. I love it. When it comes to birthday gifts, Floyd Mayweather does not mess around, y'all.
What do you do now?
Well, Floyd's daughter, Ayana, just turned 18 years old and is showing off a 18-carat canary diamond ring that her daddy just gave her for her birthday.
1 carat for each year, honey.
Wow.
I guess. But this is the thing you shouldn't want to post on social media. Like, yo, like, the wolves is coming.
Yeah.
And you 18, too? You gonna probably get drunk somewhere one day? Oh, man.
It's insane.
Oh, it's beautiful, though.
Now, do any of y'all own anything remotely close to 18 carats?
Not in a solitaire.
Well, like, I've eaten 18 carats.
At once?
That's about as close as I ever got.
Yeah,
18 carats.
Yo, did y'all know that Dish Nation is also available as a podcast? It's all the hilarity of the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Head over to iTunes or Google Play to subscribe and enjoy. And after the break, we're going to tell you which iconic smell just got trademarked. Coming up next.
Ooh.
Dish Nation. Hasbro now owns a smell from your childhood.
Skid marks and Lunchables?
I was just going to say what your childhood must have smelled like. Well, the toy maker has now trademarked the very unique smell of Play-Doh.
Oh, yeah, I have some right here, yeah. And it does. I'll tell you about bringing back the memories.
Oh, my God. Okay, so a representative from Hasbro said registering the iconic Play-Doh scent as a trademark gives Hasbro a whole host of fun and creative opportunities in the future, but the present moment, plans are not currently set.
But what could they use the smell for? It's not going to be, what, a cologne, a deodorant stick?
But
you
no
wouldn't
one
have Play-Doh deodorant?
No. I mean, it's a unique...
You're walking with your mom on the beach. You remember that not-so-fresh-feeling mom? Try Play-Doh.
If a man you've never met before suddenly gives you flowers, Play-Doh. Hang on, I'm making the queen's hat from the royal wedding. Hang on here.
We can make everybody's hat from the royal wedding. So, yeah, here we go.
Oh, dear, I'm so thrilled for Harry and Leah.
I'm so fashionable for the royal wedding.
You look like a unicorn that went real wrong.
I'm a unicorn whose mom smoked. Whatever you do, don't smoke.
Wardrobe provided by Robert Grant.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.